Let's pray before the sermon. May the words of my mouth and the meditation from all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. Amen. There was a young man who planned going up to Alaskan wilderness. And he arranged the fortified and carefully planned his adventure. And his adventure began in March of 1981, when he was dropped to the desolate North Country to photograph the natural beauty and mysteries of the tundra. He had followed equipment and 500 rolls of film. Do you remember? We knew that before the era of the digital camera. And 5 rolls of film and 1,400 pounds of provisions. As the month passed, the entries in his diary, which had first detailed his wonder and fascination with the wildlife around him, turned into a pathetic record of a nightmare. In August 61, I think I should have used more precise about arranging my departure. I will soon find out. He didn't plan how to exit the isolated area, and he didn't tell a pilot when and where he would need a flight. But he didn't realize that until August. He waited and waited, but no one came to his rescue. In November, he died in a nameless valley by a nameless lake 225 miles northeast of Fairbanks. And an investigation revealed that he had carefully mapped out his venture, but had made no provision to be thrown out of the area. Sometimes, when we ponder about the truth of life, we can see that our life is full of irony. Depending on a perspective, the irony of life can be humorous or tragic. It's unbelievable that the smart young guy didn't have a plan about the exit. Because it's very basic to plan for the departure in terms of travel, but he didn't. He knew that the life of the people in the area was temporary. And he knew that it will end. But he didn't prepare for the future, for the exit. In fact, we can easily find many people, including ourselves, doing like this young man. We even as Christians are not likely to think about our next life, our death, after this earthly life. We tend to avoid the truth that our life is temporary, but our life will be temporary. So we must think about the end of our life, as if the young man should have thought about how to exit the journey. So when we begin to think about death, our focus and interest of life change. And when we think about that, we begin to consider about what the most important things in our life. We come to know how we have to be as we are aware of the end of our life. So I would like to share my personal story. You may have a unique and different your personal story, but please let me read it. About 8 years ago, I graduated from Theological College, Presbyterian College in South Korea. And I decided to pray with 40 days of fasting, which is almost time. So, I had two reasons for that prayer. One is to pray for my parents' recovery from their sickness, and other one is to ask God about my ministry in the future. I thought that it would be meaningless to be a minister without love, so I asked God to give me love. When I ask God to give me God's love, I realized that there was no love. There isn't love in my mind, in my life. I realized. But God helped me through Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 24. Love is not a sudden gift coming from heaven, but love is a lifelong golden fruit, which takes a long time to bear. I realized that God didn't want me to die at that moment, but rather He wanted me to bear God's love throughout my whole life. On the last day of my fasting, I could regret, and my heartbeat was getting slow, 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 and I was dying. But I was so peaceful rather than scary, because I felt that God was with me. Maybe not, but I felt. I desire to be with God in heaven. So I closed my eyes and prayed to God, Lord, here is my life which is yours now. I am not sure that I will live for you. I know that my faith will become weak and worse than now. I'm sure. I want to be with you in my eternal home where you have prepared for me, Lord. Please, please take my breath and let me be free from the burdens of human life without love. I cannot bear your love in my life. It's impossible. I am so weak and sinful. So you people that I will meet. Please, Lord, take my life. Please let me stay with the fullness of your love. When I was waiting for that answer, this sentence came to my mind. Brigham is my friend. Brigham, do you truly love me more than any other thing? And I realized that the question was what Jesus asked Peter. And then I looked up the passage, and then it was John chapter 21. When I read the passage, it seems that Jesus asked me like this, with you, do you truly love me more than any other thing? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Then, feed my life and take care of my passion. And I came to know that God wants me to live to bear God's love by serving others through my life instead of dying at the moment. But you may have experienced that sometimes living with love is like dying every day. Because it's very good. If you may say, oh, I'm a Christian, I need to love. And then if somebody know that I have that mind, and then they will use it. Hey, you're a Christian. You have to love me. Why don't you do that? But even in that situation, you have to follow Christ's commanding love on that. That's why it's so difficult to be loved. I still do not know how to bear love, you know that? Please tell me the definition. But to love is my assignment, even I don't know what it is, that I have to complete on this world until I reach eternal life. What I can do is that I'm just doing my best for what I have been given to me, and even it is a small thing. Whenever I feel that I cannot love a person, I try to imagine that I will die tomorrow. What happened? What happened? Then I think about eternal life and about the reason of my study, ministry, and my whole life. And finally, thinking about eternal life leads me to live faithfully to bear love in my life. To think about that doesn't mean to treat our past life as a meaningless and useless work. To think about that doesn't make us try to kill ourselves. To think about that is not to think about it happy, but rather, to think about that makes our life meaningful. It helps us to prepare our life for eternal life. Particularly for Christians, to think about that means to think about eternal life. Christianity is not a religion of death, but Christianity is a religion of living life. Even in that present situation, God wants that we never give up our life by holding hope of eternal life. To think about eternal life gives us power to overcome our terrible situation. The more thinking about eternal life, the more we are encouraged to live this earthly life faithfully. The bigger and bigger our desire to live eternal life, the more we want to make this world like the kingdom of God. God doesn't neglect our physical needs. Actually, He does care for us, our physical needs. 1 Kings, today's Old Testament reading says, Elijah longed for his own death. And so he shouted, God, Lord, take my life. I want to die. I am no longer to live. But God, through his messengers, fed Elijah and gave him a rest. Because God wanted Elijah. I remember how God has fed me whenever I had not. When my father got struck, when my mother lost her sight in one eye, when my older brothers abandoned me, when I couldn't have lunch, God cared for me. But you know what? God helped me not through angels, but through the community. You may have but we need to think why God feeds us and helps us and cares for us. He has a dream. He has a purpose. We need to think why Christ gave himself as the bread of life for us. That is because God wants us to be conformed to Christ. As Christ sacrificed for us, God wants us to serve others, even if it requires our sacrifice. I'm not encouraging you to endure any kind of manipulation or exploitation. As I already mentioned last Sunday, manipulation or exploitation, they are not for life, but for death. So we need to overcome. We need to raise our voice about that. But if our sacrifice can make some people leave, yes, we need to. We need to sacrifice. We can do that only when we hold our hope and faith for eternal life strongly. Imagine that. If you don't have a faith or hope of eternal life, how can you give your faith, hope, for your life, for your being to others? I would like to ask you to think about that and imagine what eternal life would be like as frequently as you can. So think about what you would do if you were to die tomorrow. And you would know what is important and what is not. Think about eternal life, and you will find out your assignment. so that you may complete it before you go to heaven. Try not to be like a young man who made no plan to exit the Alaskan wilderness. Think about your exit and your eternal life. And it has been said, when you learn how to die, you learn how to live. Thank you, God. Let us give our thanks to the Lord and pray for the needs of the world of natural love, saying, merciful God, hear our prayer. After saying that word, and then you may offer intercession in silence. You may find the word in the bosom. Gracious God, we are grateful that you lead us in the depths of grief, pain, and hostility. Lord our God, we pray for the church, those in need, and all your creation,